The following is a broadcast of 1-800-LAW-CALL, the legal call-in service that provides free answers on air or in private to your questions about medical malpractice, wrongful death and injuries, or damages resulting from medical malpractice or medical mistakes. The attorneys for today's program are provided by the participating sponsor firm of Shakur, Federico, and Staten, which is solely responsible for its content. The views and opinions expressed on WCBN by the host, guest, and panelists do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or advertisers of the station. Proper legal advice depends on a complete analysis of all facts and circumstances. The legal advice given during this program is intended as general information only, and no attorney-client relationship is created with callers or listeners to this program. Hello, I'm Frank Luber, and welcome again to 1-800-LAW-CALL. In a moment, we're going to tell you about the 26-year-old paraplegic who was sedated so much that he could not wake up. We'll also tell you about the woman who became so weak she had to sit down to take a shower. And later in the program, lack of communication between medical professionals is the number one cause of medical errors, and some recommendations on how you can help prevent being a victim. This is a program about your rights. Whenever you receive care from a medical professional, whether a doctor, nurse, dentist, or even a pharmacist, you have a right to get a standard of care that the average medical professional would provide under similar conditions. This program helps people to understand that standard of care is required from medical professionals and gives you a free and easy way to get your questions answered if you think that something didn't seem right. The lines are now open and the advice is free, so give us a call at 1-800-529-2255. And you can find out more information about tonight's participating law firm by going to their website at 1-800-LAW-CALL.com. Joining me in the studio today is attorney Jim Cardia from the medical malpractice Baltimore law firm of Shakur, Federico, and Staten, which has been involved in over 1,000 medical malpractice cases. We have a very interesting program today and welcome all our listeners to 1-800-LAW-CALL. And again, it's my pleasure to welcome aboard attorney Jim Cardia. Good evening, Jim.
Good evening, Frank. Always a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you very much. Why don't we begin right away by hearing about the 26-year-old paraplegic who was sedated so much that, well, he couldn't wake up. Wow. Did he ever wake up?
He never woke up.
Period.
Period.
This doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't, does it? And I don't mean to make light of it, but, Frank, yes, this 26-year-old paraplegic presented to the emergency department at a hospital for a lacerated left heel as well as a urinary tract infection. He was seen and examined in the emergency room of the hospital, after which he was admitted to a medical surgical floor for ongoing monitoring as well as affirmative intervention. Subsequent to the admission, Frank, he was started on IV antibiotics and was scheduled to have a wound consultation the next morning. Additionally, that evening, he was given a large dose of OxyContin, which is a Class A narcotic used for pain relief,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
In addition to some other medications, including Neurontin, which is a medication that's often used to treat seizures as well as nerve pain. After receiving these medications, Frank, the patient became anxious, and at that point in time, the patient's internist, the primary care doctor, was contacted, and this physician provided telephone orders for the additional administration of some medications, including Ativan, which is a medication that's used to relieve anxiety. Subsequently, the patient received additional doses of OxyContin as well as Neurontin, in addition to another medication. And predictably, some may say, by the following morning, the nurses noted that this patient was very lethargic. This patient had a lot of medication on board, including OxyContin. And that morning, the patient was seen by the physician who ordered these medications, and the physician noted that the patient was difficult to arouse. And for that reason, the physician ordered monitoring, close monitoring, as well as an increase in IV fluids, as well as neurological checks every 2 hours. Unfortunately here, Frank, the nursing staff negligently failed to perform this close monitoring as required by the standards of care, and did not follow the order of the physician and failed to provide ongoing close surveillance of this patient in order to intervene and prevent arrest and death.
Even though they were told to do so.
Even though they were told to do so and ordered to do so by the attending physician. And as a result of this failure to carefully and closely monitor this patient, the patient was found several hours later, pulseless in his bed. A code was called and CPR was initiated and a cardiac monitor was placed, which revealed that the patient's heart was no longer beating. 48 hours after, it was confirmed that the patient had suffered massive and irreversible brain injury. He was in a comatose state, and brain death was confirmed, and life support was then withdrawn several days later, after which time the patient was pronounced dead.
So this is a case of overly an over-medication?
It's a case of over-medication coupled with a failure to appropriately monitor the patient.
Yeah.
Appropriate monitoring would have shown that this patient was in trouble and intervention could have been provided, which would have avoided this patient's death. So you have the lethal combination of over-medication combined with nursing negligence in failing to properly monitor the patient as ordered to do so by the physician. And this nursing negligence is unfortunately what resulted in this patient's untimely death at the age of 26.
Now, what in the world happened here as far as the negligence factor is concerned, the nurses not carrying out the orders to closely monitor the situation? I mean, what were they thinking? I mean, they're ordered to do so.
Boy, I wish I knew the answer to that question, Frank. What were they thinking? You have an order in the chart to perform neurological checks every 2 hours and to closely monitor this patient otherwise more often, and it wasn't done. Whether it was because they were too busy, whether they failed to look at the chart and carry out the orders, either way, it is a violation of the standards of care, and it's that violation that resulted in this patient's death.
So you have two things here. You had the over-medication, and then you had the negligence on the part of the nursing staff to do anything about it or to monitor the situation.
Right, and the more serious breach of the standards of care is the failure to monitor. The patient was heavily sedated, and that can be a dangerous situation, as we see in this case. But the serious breach was not following up on the monitoring of this patient. It was right in the chart. It was ordered by the physician. It was ordered by the physician immediately after seeing the patient. And for reasons unknown to me, the nurses didn't do it. And this patient went several hours without monitoring. And all that time, the patient continued to slide downhill. And because of the lack of monitoring, they weren't able to appreciate it and react to it.
Now, a little bit later on in the program, we're going to be talking about lack of communication between medical professionals, the number one cause of medical errors, and what you can do to prevent that if you are a patient someday in a hospital or hospital setting. But in this particular case, there was communication, but it was not heeded.
That's exactly right. And I know, Frank, lack of communication is something that you have never been accused of, but in this case, there was a lack of communication, and it was fatal.
And in today's society, too, I mean, we have computers, we have emails, we have the verbal head-to-head type of communication. This was totally uncalled for, too.
Totally uncalled for. When you have written orders in a chart, they need to be followed, they need to be carried out. They were not in this case. It was a clear violation or breach of the applicable standards of care, and it was this breach that resulted in the patient's death, unfortunately.
Can you imagine a 26-year-old person going to the hospital with a, what was it, a lacerated heel or, something?
A lacerated left heel and heel. Urinary tract infection.
Urinary tract infection. Both of these things could have been, my goodness, this young fellow should have gone in and come out with no problems at all.
You don't expect at age 26, even though admittedly, this patient was a paraplegic, but you don't expect to go into the hospital at the age of 26 with a lacerated left heel and urinary tract infection and never come out of the hospital.
Mm-mm. 26 years old. Wow. Unbelievable. You know, America has some of the most advanced healthcare facilities in the world with the best trained doctors and nurses. However, even the best can make mistakes, like in this particular case, that seriously injure or even cause death. This program will help you get free answers if you're not sure what to do about a medical situation that happened to you or a loved one. If you've been thinking about calling, well, then now is the time to pick up the phone while we have some open lines. Our phone number is the same as our name, 1-800-LAW-CALL. That's 1-800-529-2255. So give a call right now and share your story with other listeners. And if it's a sensitive subject, you don't even have to use your own name. The call is free, but the answers just may change your life. Call 1-800-529-2255. That's 1-888-529-2255. Call right now, as I said, while we have some open lines. And you can find out more information about tonight's participating law firm by going to their website at 1-800-LAW-CALL. That's 1-800-LAW-CALL. And let me get that number straight once again. It's 1-800-529-2255. 1-800-529-2255. If you'd like to join us in conversation here this evening on 1-800-LAW-CALL. And when we come back in just a moment or so, we'll tell you about the woman who became so weak she had to sit down to take a shower. We'll also answer your questions if you've been thinking about something that happened to you or a loved one and would like to get some free advice here on 1-800-LAW-CALL.